Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. Noon on Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. What's going on over there?
Nothing. I just love our listeners.
Because me too.
They always are. They're always getting me corrected on stuff. And, you know, because
we like to maintain a level of accuracy on the midday
show. I do. My man Alex Barheit said that a group of squirrels is called a scurry. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it, bro.
Scurry of squirrels.
Appreciate it, bro.
That's so good.
We were going for a gang.
Yeah.
But he said a group.
Gang of squirrels.
We were talking about a gang, like a whoop your ass type gang.
I was just thinking.
But I appreciate it, though, Alex, my man.
Like a create, like, you know, you got like the Bloods and the Crips. And
yeah,
stuff
that's
like
what
that.
I was talking about. Yeah.
You know, and like what they like. They're into acorns. Yeah. I don't know. Is there like some sort of pun that you can make that
maybe
would make it a
figure out
gang.
What a suspicious looking group of squirrels is called.
But that's all I was saying. Like a gang. I know, but he said with a group of. And Alex, I appreciate you, my dog.
Yep.
For keeping me sharp.
Yeah, we need to know. We need to know stuff.
We
like
need to know
this.
Stuff. Like
we also
that.
Found out our guy BG is unfortunately still in
man,
prison.
I don't know who to believe now, because the video I saw this morning, it looked like B, and he looked like he did 14 years. So
what you saw appeared to be a video of BG leaving prison.
Yeah.
But people are saying that he's still in, and that was just a BG lookalike. Which, why would that happen? I don't know. What are we doing with? Like making fake BG coming out of prison videos. It seems like a waste of everyone's time, but I don't know. Anyway, we'll try to get to the bottom of all this. Like we said, maintain a level of integrity on this show with our accuracy.
Yeah, man.
Couple things to let you know about before we get into an NFL no huddle. Brian Baldinger going to join us in 20 minutes, as he always does on Wednesdays. Talk some NFL football with him. You can come out and hang out with us on Friday. We'll be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead from 11 to 2 Friday, happy hour Friday, at a bar. Come say hi. We haven't been out and about in a while, so your opportunity to come say what's up. Also, Brian Gebhardt, Bo Johnson, Chris Thomas are going to be hosting an SEC Championship pregame show live at Reverb at the Hard Rock Hotel right down there by Mercedes-Benz Stadium before Georgia and LSU play each other in the SEC Championship game this Saturday afternoon. Brian, of course, covering Georgia for the station, a Georgia graduate. Bo Johnson being an LSU diehard, sort of both sides represented on that show on Saturday. So tune in. Check them out. They're going to do a really good job.
It's going to be awesome. I'm telling you right. I saw the – because Chris, who's the producer, Colin Turtle.
I don't know where Chris went to college, but he'll be a neutral.
But the thing about it was, it's like the place where he sent the picture where it is, that thing is sharp where they're going to be at. I mean, y'all could get me in Chuckering and go forth and that sharp, Dave.
You guys want to work from 12 to 4?
No.
Okay.
You want to leave your house on Saturday?
No.
You want to leave the house on Saturday? Voluntarily?
The great thing is I would assume there's a couple TVs in there and that, you know, I'm going to.
Are you going to stay there the whole time?
Well, I'm going to demand that the World Cup game be on. So
do you have to
come watch the World Cup game with us.
You are you covering the game?
What's that?
Are you covering?
Yeah, I'll be in the game. After.
Okay. But, yeah, man, y'all have fun and everything. Make sure y'all come hang out with us on Friday and come get, you know, because it's this is almost Christmas time, dog. And
it'll be December.
And it's Secret Santa time tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Completely forgot.
So for who? For us?
For the kids, man. For the babies. For the babies.
I was like,
man.
Oh, God.
For the babies.
Did
man.
I miss? Is that I got to buy a gift for someone?
For the babies, man. For the babies. So you got to go get gifts and stuff, man.
Okay.
So going to hit up a dollar store.
All right.
Go get some picks.
Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now. Let's go. Set.
NFL no huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. We got some news out of Flowery Branch about Kyle Pitts. Let's hear Arthur Smith talking about replacing Kyle Pitts, and then we'll get to the Pitts news specifically.
You're dealing with what you got available. So it's not it's never one for one. I mean, that's just not, that's not reality. That's not practical. So it's our job to make sure to play it at every advantage we have, and you know, protect where you think you might have a disadvantage, and neutralize their strengths and attack, you know, what you think you are their weak points. And that's kind of what it is. And so we have a lot of guys that can play multiple roles. And I thought yesterday, if you're talking about the tight end position, you know, we asked Pruitt to do a couple of things. We asked Firkser and certainly Hesse, who's done a lot of the, call them the hard jobs all year.
Yeah, I mean, I was in a situation like that when Gates went down. When Gates went down in San Diego, and he had a messed up foot. And I started all my career, so I was no problem with that. But there were some things that Gates did as far as out wide that we brought the other tight end to do those different things. But that's what he's talking about. You can't replace Kyle Pitts with one tight end on his roster. You got to have guys that can do certain. Now, you're not going to be able to do some of the things that Kyle Pitts does with anybody.
Nope.
You know, because of his versatility. And because of that, you know, you look at it, how big a loss it is. How big a loss is it? On this season, how big a loss is it?
Unfortunately,
because I mean, no, it's a big loss because he would.
Right. Of course, it's a big loss
because he's a threat.
But what you're saying is the offense that they run, the amount that they throw it to him anyway. How big of a loss actually is it in the offense?
Yeah.
Which sucks to say. Now he does still give you advantages in a one-on-one situation that other people don't. And again, the reason that we're sort of back on this more than maybe we would be otherwise is Arthur Smith met with the media earlier today and confirmed that Kyle Pitts is officially going to miss the remainder of the season. So it's not just the next three games and then hopefully you get him back and figure it out. You got to figure out the rest of the season how to go about your offense without probably the best player on your offense.
Correct.
So, again, you don't use him a lot. That's frustrating. That's a different conversation. But you, one of your best dudes isn't going to be out there anymore.
Yep.
It's going to be harder to win games. We asked Dave Archer last week, whose job does it make most more difficult, not having Kyle Pitts out there? And he said it was Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
Well, Marcus Mariota's job is already pretty difficult, it appears, when we watch him play on Sundays.
Yeah.
My thought on that would have been almost it makes Arthur Smith's job harder.
Because the play call.
Because he's got to come up with ways to supplement not having Kyle Pitts out there. It makes everyone's job harder on the offense. That already struggles.
He's probably your best offensive player, talent-wise. And now you're at a situation where you don't have him. Well, this is the second time this year you didn't have him. You lost both times. Now you lost with him also.
Yeah,
but
also lost
with they've got to, you know, figure this out. Obviously, it sucks that Kyle's going to be out for the year, and wish him a speedy recovery and all those different things. But this team is still in it to win it, and they still have an opportunity to win the NFC South because of Tampa don't want to win it. It seems like, and so you know you got to go out today, and obviously it's a big game here on Sunday with the Steelers coming in on a short week. Was reading some stuff. Don't know how effective Najee Harris is going to be, or if he's going to play. Kenny Pickett looked better, but they still got a good job to do.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing. We've said this a lot the last handful of weeks because there's so many teams in the NFL. They're kind of right here in the middle, right? Which is why the Falcons are still in the mix at 5-7, 12 weeks into the year. I mean, if you can't beat Team X at home, then how in the mix really are you?
Right.
The Steelers fall into that category. The Steelers are 4-7. Now, they're playing better, and Kenny Pickett's playing better. Here's Arthur Smith talking about Kenny Pickett.
I think you guys have to kind of see what they're doing. We certainly have, like all these guys, which is why I think it's important to, whether you take a guy, you don't skip steps in the offseason. You need to learn the league because, again, you only have a certain number of picks, and you got to know who's coming in and what their strengths and weaknesses, and then you kind of see what they're doing as a pro. So, it's not necessarily going back and looking at college tape. There's enough now where you got a good feeling. But you ought to certainly know what it looked like at University of Pittsburgh.
Kenny two gloves.
Looks better. Had the best game he's had last week.
Yes, because they were able to do stuff around. Mm-hmm. They were able to run the football. And
Najee banged up, but Benny Snell played good last week. Wouldn't be surprised.
And what's the other back's name that I'm thinking about that was breaking off runs? What was his damn name?
Oh, Brian's mic's not working.
Okay. Well, they had another runner that was out there doing his thing. And is Gabby guys to grab today, right?
Anthony McFarland,
yes. Yes. Is Gabby's guys to grab today? Because I need some questions because I'm tired of people asking me. So I'm going to ask Brian because there's a quarterback out there named Mike White. Yeah, man. Do we need to pick him up?
For what?
For fantasy.
Oh, Brian didn't poo-poo that idea.
Ah!
Well, it's okay.
All right.
He's actually got a pretty
AQ, you got
good
that, bro?
Schedule all the way through the fantasy playoffs.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
You got that?
Wouldn't that be something?
You got that? Because my boy Q,
you
he's
stream
like,
Mike White to a fantasy football championship, you got to feel pretty damn good about yourself.
Mike White, baby.
You did a nice job.
I love it. I love it. But yeah, this is a big game for them because they have got to figure out what they're going to do offensively.
We'll get the Gebby's guys to grab a little bit later. All right, let's hear from Aaron Rodgers, who we were talking about a little earlier for different reasons. Here he is actually talking about football and the remainder of the season.
Obviously, I think about the future all the time. You know, we're not eliminated. We got a chance to run the last five and see where we stand after that. So that's the focus for me. You know, I might miss practice Wednesday. Would not be a full contributor, but that's kind of been standard for the last, I don't know, 6-7 weeks. Go to my one of my favorite places to play down in Chicago and hopefully get a big win, get into the bye week, get healthy, and see where we can get to.
Uh-huh. Solid little dig there.
Yeah,
Aaron
it
Rogers.
Definitely was. Here's the thing with Aaron, because I know a lot, you hear a lot about, well, if they're out of it, they need to see what they got in Jordan Love. Why do they need to see what they got in Jordan Love? They about to pay this man $60 million next year. Why didn't you see what they got in Jordan Love?
Yeah, I mean, if there's no doubt that Jordan Love's never going to be your starting quarterback, then I guess it doesn't matter.
Why didn't you see him? I think for trade bait.
I guess if he's going to be your start, I don't know. Like, the thought is, I understand the $60 million, but Aaron Rodgers could also come to them in the offseason and be like, I don't want to be here anymore. I'll go play for somebody else.
But the thing about it is, the only way that if Jordan Love plays, that's because Aaron Rodgers is too hurt to play.
Sure.
Aaron Rodgers is not going to be just dinged up, can play, and be like, yeah, y'all evaluate the kid.
Yeah.
Not happening.
This is not a Marcus Mariota, Desmond Ridder situation. This is not a, you know, maybe you're finally far enough out of it, you can let the young kid play. This is still Aaron Rodgers, who's going to make $60 million next year if he's there. I don't know. Probably shouldn't have taken Jordan Love in the first round in the first place. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Otherwise, you know, you wouldn't have to be having these conversations every time somebody gets banged up.
The year they took him was Aaron's worst year as a starter.
Uh-huh. And
it was really good for most people, but it's bad for Aaron.
Yeah, then he's been
MVP
a couple times.
Then they take him,
then
he went MVP twice.
Since then, they've been the NFC Championship game every time. Also, Aaron Rodgers kills the Bears, like he says. Maybe not a bad time to, if you're a little banged up, come back and play. We were just talking about Mike White. I don't know how good Mike White is. Maybe he is really good. He diced the Bears up last week. Aaron Rodgers is going to come back and look good, it might very well be against the Chicago Bears.
They're awful, Andy.
Not good.
And I don't think Justin Fields is going to play.
Now, that's one where maybe they should consider being a little bit more careful with the guy.
Yeah, but I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to play. So, Aaron Rodgers, the only way Jordan Love plays, if Aaron Rodgers cannot physically go out there and play, or if he says, yeah, it's cool, they're not going to just like, Aaron, we're going to sit you down so the kid can play. No, it don't happen like that. And he makes 60.
What do you think they're do with him?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Eventually. Who? Like Jordan Love.
I don't know.
You just get to the thing about it is, give it to him. I guess you could try to trade him, but
you can try to trade
no
him.
Value.
Ain't nobody going to trade for him. But that's why you got to see him play. But again, he ain't playing unless Aaron is hurt and can't play or says, okay, y'all go ahead and watch him play.
Right. I know. I'm with you. Aaron Rodgers is going to be on the field as long as Aaron Rodgers wants to be on the field. I just wonder what you do with that first-round draft pick quarterback that you took a couple years ago.
They made the mistake.
That was a huge mistake.
They made the mistake.
Huge mistake. We'll come back. We'll get to Brian Baldinger after this. He's our Odyssey NFL Insider, brought to you by Driveway.com. Baldy, next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's a pie-hole. Don't you make me pull this car over. I'm trying to hear Andy and Randy on the Midday Show on 92.9 The Game. Get on out of here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. 20 minutes away from Brian's segment as well as Getty's guys to grab here on a Wednesday. I know they did the Sit 'em, Drop 'em Facebook Live show yesterday, waiver wire show.
Yeah, man. Mike White, baby!
We didn't get a chance to get to Getty's guys to grab. We'll do that coming up in the 1240 segment. Trying to track down Brian Baldinger as well. Those little rejoiners that we do, another Andy and Randy listener, that kind of stuff,
yes.
We'll always take new ones. Like, yes. If you want to throw a new one our way, like, we're always looking to add new ones to the mix. If you're just out there driving around thinking to yourself, you know what? I could come up with a creative rejoiner for Andy and Randy coming back from commercial break. Do so. Send one to Brian or Bo on Twitter, at Brian_Gebhardt, at Jedi Sports Radio. We'll get those in the mix. Would love to have as many as possible.
Yeah, man. Baldy's ready. Baldy, what up, homie?
Oh, hang on.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you gotta read a paragraph.
I got a novel to read about Brian Baldinger first. Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, brought to you by Driveway.com. If you're looking for a car, go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. Brian's also the host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, In the Huddle with Jason LaConfora and Carl Dukes, covering the entire NFL. Now you can do it.
Baldy!
What's up, Randy?
How are you,
Baldy? Come on, man. You get ready for that championship game on Saturday down in Atlanta?
I mean, but it's crazy because we're 1-4 since Kirby's been here, which just blows my mind to consider we won a championship. But yeah, we ready, man.
Look, the dogs are like, you know, nationwide. So, they're all going to Atlanta this weekend. Every scout I know is going to be there.
Ah.
I believe it.
I believe it, too. I mean, they got the Jalen Carter might be the number one pick. So who knows?
He might be.
Who are the scouts, like, from an NFL prospect perspective? Like, who are the scouts maybe keeping most of an eye on Saturday in that game?
Well, I mean, you know, between the two places, I mean, I don't know. Randy knows probably better than me. What did they have, 16 guys drafted last year?
Yeah.
Like, here they are. Like, you know, like, they
– undefeated.
You know, they're scouting freshmen, you know, in the walkthroughs right now. See, like, when they come out in 2 years, LSU – I've seen guys that didn't even start. I mean, Danielle Hunter didn't even start for LSU.
Right.
He's a Pro Bowl defensive end in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to – you got to like, comb the entire roster looking at these two teams, because you're going to find players. Like, I just saw Jermaine Johnson the other day in New York. Mm-hmm. You know, he started off at Georgia. He didn't like the scheme that Kirby was running. Goes to Florida State, gets his 12 sacks. He's a first-round pick. I mean, you know, you just got to look beyond, like, the scheme of what Kirby's doing and how they're using guys to see what their potential could be at the next level.
Baldy, you had a tweet earlier this week with a handful of the NFC teams that are right around the same record. The NFC mess is what you called it, and I think that's right. Where do the Falcons place in that group, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, if you could do a do-over and the ball not get tipped at the end of the game last week against Washington, so Cordero walks in the end zone, they win the game, you know, they'd be at 6-6, and they'd be right in the thick of it, but they're not. You know, I mean, look, losing Kyle Pitts is a big blow, but I never, like I said last week, I didn't think they were using him all that much. I don't think they used Drake London all that much. They got an emphasis on the running game, and that's how they want to play, which I understand to a degree. Got to keep, you know, a defense off the field as much as possible. They do a good job of that. But, who's going to get hot? I mean, that was sort of the point of the of the whole tweet. Like, who's going to get hot? I don't know. I mean, I really don't. You can't really look at the schedule, you know, and say, okay, well, they got an easy schedule. And Baltimore thought that too. And they just, you know, they got handed right. one at home last week. But, you know, Pittsburgh, New Orleans, none of them, Arizona, none of those teams look like they're just juggernauts at this point. So, you know, they have a chance, like they did last year at this time, to get to 500. You get to 500, you know, the spirits should be pretty high inside, you know, at practice, inside the building, and get ready for your next opponent.
What about their next opponent, though, coming up here? They got the Pittsburgh Steelers coming in. Obviously, they went on Monday night, and clock management, all those different things. But what are they doing a little bit different? Because it seems like Kenny's getting a little bit more comfortable.
Well, I think that, honestly, Randy, now that T.J. Watt is back, I think they have the best starting defensive line in football. Like, if you look at T.J. Watt, Larry Ogunjobi, Cam Hayward, and Highsmith, like, those four guys are as good as anybody. I'm not saying they're the best, but nobody's better than those front four, and they all play a lot of snaps. So, to me, that's where it starts with Pittsburgh. I think their corners are suspect, and I think their linebackers are average. But their front, if you get into a passing game with them, like, they can wreck you. And so I think that's – if I was a Steeler fan, if I was watching that team, that's what I'd be watching.
So the Falcons should try to not do that then? Is that what you're saying? Try to avoid that situation? You know,
I'd try to run Mariota and Cordero and Huntley and Algier as much as I possibly can.
Yeah. Brian Baldinger joining us here. Odyssey NFL Insider joins us every single Wednesday at 12:20. Follow him on Twitter at BaldyNFL for all his Baldy's breakdowns. Let's get to a couple of other different teams around the NFL. I know we asked you about the Dolphins every once in a while. I just want to ask you a big picture question about their offense. What impresses you most about what Miami does offensively?
Just how much they do. You know, from the standpoint of just formations, personnel groupings, pre-snap movement, shifting, like nobody does more. And so a lot of it is window dressing. You know, I mean, really smart people can see through all that stuff, but it is mesmerizing to see how it all, you know, how they do it. And then ultimately what they're trying to do is to get Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill like loose and free. And they do it a lot, especially on first downs. Like it's pretty mesmerizing. The different ways that they shake those two guys loose.
They shake those guys loose. Ball, what's going on out there in Arizona? Because, you know, it just to me, it just seems like that's a divorce going on right now between the quarterback and the head coach. How do you see this playing out? Because they did get all of both of them actually got extensions this offseason. But how do you think they decide between the quarterback and the coach?
I don't know if they do. I mean, this isn't an organization, the Bidwells, that have a lot of money, Randy,
yeah,
that could just write checks and make people go away. There's friction there. There's no doubt about it. But I've known Cliff a long time. I mean, up until this year, they had improved every year under Cliff and Kyle. Now, defensively, they're a mess. And, you know, they've had as many injuries, like all teams, as anybody. And they haven't done a good job of overcoming it. But, you know, they have started fast last year and then faded the year before as well. Maybe this is the year that they actually finish strong in some of this. Some of this talk kind of goes away because they're in all these games, you know, they're finding ways to lose these games. And that's what they did last year to start the season, to start whatever they were, 7-0, whatever it was, get off to a really good start. So I think both of them are going to be back next year, and they're both like, they both feel like they're right. But, you know, Cliff is just purely an offensive guy. Vance Joseph runs the defense. He's got very little to do with that. He's trying to empower Kyler right here with play calling and plays to be run and things like that. They just got to do a better job of executing them.
I think we talked about the 49ers last week. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we're kind of all on the same page. It just feels like they're playing really good ball right now and could be one of the better teams in the NFC. Is there a world in which they keep playing like this, keep winning, and keep Jimmy Garoppolo as their quarterback going forward and have to make a decision on Trey Lance?
That's possible. It is possible. I mean, Trey Lance will be going into his third season. And so, you know, without really playing, I mean, eventually, you know, you're going to have to make a decision whether to pay him or not. But if Jimmy takes him deep into the playoffs or they win the NFC, like, I can't see a scenario where he isn't back just because of the injury history and just the lack of playing time that Trey Lance has had. So there is a possibility that he could be back. I think they're very fortunate that somebody didn't scoop him up and he's there right
now.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hey, Baldwin, we having fun on the with Mike White up there in New York City. Now, obviously, he played well last year for, and then he stuck it up the next game. Is Zach Wilson going to get his job back because Mike White is, you know, a backup quarterback?
Maybe, Randy. Like, I did that game last week, and Mike White was awesome. Yeah. He was against a broken Bears defense, but he made quick, accurate decisions, just like he did last year against the Bengals, and he threw for over 400 yards in his first start. You know, in the next game against Indy, he takes the team right down the field and they score, then he gets hurt. So, if he – no, they got to go to Minnesota and they got to go to Buffalo. That's a tough assignment for any team in this league in back-to-back weeks. But we're going to find out a lot more about him. But my gut feeling, just being around that team a lot, is that this is Mike White's job to lose.
Okay.
I know we asked you about the Steelers, but I wanted to ask you about Kenny Pickett specifically. What is he doing better now than he was earlier in the season?
Well, they, in the last 3 weeks, they've actually had a good running game. They ran for 170 yards on Monday night against the Colts. They had run for over 230 yards against the Bengals 2 weeks ago. They run the ball a lot better, which it makes it easier for a young quarterback to be able to turn around and hand the ball off. That's one. But, you know, he's just a very – he sees the field really well. He gets the ball out of his hands quickly. He's got great chemistry with – you know, with George Pickens, that's evident in every game. And he's just making fewer mistakes right now. And Mike Tomlin talked about it. Like, he just has to keep playing. The more he plays, the better he's going to get. But I believe Pittsburgh's got a starting quarterback in Kenny Pickett. And I think he's going to be there for a long time. I think he's not that he has it, because I don't want to define that. But, you know, he knows how to prepare and he knows how to play. And he's seen a lot before the snap. That gives him an indication of where to go once the ball is snapped.
Last one, Baldy. What's a good fit, in your opinion, for Odell? Because, I mean, obviously people don't know his name, but, I mean, he is coming off another ACL injury. In your opinion, what would be a great, good fit for him?
Well, I know Dallas wants him, Randy. Yeah. There's no question if they want. Now, the question really.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Really is, you know, Odell's not going to go play for cheap. He's not going to play for, you know, a prove-it contract. Like, he's not doing that. And I don't blame him. So it's just a question of finances in Dallas. Other teams, you know, maybe Philadelphia, maybe the Giants, other teams would be interested if they could figure that part out as well. And then the other part is, when is he really going to be able to be Odell?
Right.
Like,
right.
Can he be Odell in December?
Right.
You know, that's... You know, tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Can he really be Odell? When? Like, for the playoffs? Like, can he really burst, run, explode, all those things that we like to see from him? When is he really able to do that? Now, he's scheduled to work out someplace today, I think in New York today. And so they're going to get a chance to run him and look at him and just see if he's favoring that leg, if he's healthy, all the, you know, all that kind of stuff. But my guess is, like, he's made for Dallas.
Yeah.
Baldy, as always, great stuff. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Baldy.
Yep, my pleasure, guys. You bet.
Brian Baldinger there, Odyssey NFL Insider. Follow him on Twitter at BaldyNFL again for all the Baldy breakdowns. And as always, brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. Make sure to follow In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We'll come back. We'll get to a big deal, small deal, no deal with Brian, including... A 37-year-old's going to get paid how much to play soccer?
Ow!
You are not going to believe the number that we're going to tell you coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. About 15 minutes away from the most important audio in the world. We'll get back into college football playoff rankings from last night. The U.S. beating Iran to advance to the knockout phase of the World Cup. Christian Pulisic put it all on the line, Randy.
Yeah, man. Put it all on the line for his country, Andy.
For his country.
His country.
And his team.
His country.
And then he was in the hospital because he put it all on the line for his country and his team.
Got himself kicked in the man area.
In the ding-ding.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. And that's got to hurt.
Right there. Know? Oh, well, it does hurt.
I've never been cleated like that before. But no. I mean, I've been hit it, obviously. But, yeah, dog. I mean, everything about that play, it was that one thing that – because Iran, they were sitting there. You couldn't get nothing. And as soon as you got the first opening, you took advantage of it.
Yep, that was great. It was a beautiful goal.
Oh, okay, they should have had four goals yesterday. Okay, they should have four goals.
There was a few opportunities. But they took advantage of that really good one that they got. They found that the Iranian defender kind of fell asleep a little bit on the left side. Yeah. McKinney with just a – I think, for me, Weston McKinney – I know Pulisic's probably been the best. Weston McKinney's been –
he's been awesome.
He's been one of the best, if not the best.
But Iran, they were coming to – They were attacking, and I mean, great zone. That last one, that damn ball was so slow, and I was like, okay, it's not going in. Please don't. Oh, somebody got it. Okay. Yeah.
And now they're on to face the Dutch.
Yeah, dog. Bring it on, Netherlands.
And also the Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Check out the Off the Cuff podcast, available wherever you get your Andy and Randy podcast, the Odyssey app, iTunes, 92.9thegame.com, Andy and Randy page. Subscribe to the Andy and Randy podcast, Off the Cuff, available every single day. We discuss the Netherlands as well.
Netherlands.
Just Netherlands.
Yes. We're not respecting them.
Allow me to just say that in a sentence and just let you know how uncomfortable that feels.
Okay, go ahead.
We discuss Netherlands.
What's wrong with that?
Because it's, man.
You don't say the Canada.
No, I know, but that's because it's not plural.
The Mexico.
If it was the Canadas.
Do you say we're going to the Cayman Islands, or you say we're going to the Cayman Islands?
The Cayman Islands.
You say the Cayman Islands?
Wouldn't you?
No, I say we're going to the Cayman Islands.
Yeah, you put a the in there. You just said it.
I said, no, we're going to Cayman Islands.
No, the first time you said the.
No, I meant to say we're going to the Cayman Islands.
Exactly.
See, that's what I'm saying.
You
it's hard.
Said the.
I did say the that time.
Yes, you did.
We're going to the Cayman Islands.
Now you said duh. To try to make it sound like you're not.
We're going to Cayman Islands, woman.
Mm-mm. That's not how you would
say it. I still ain't saying no damn duh, Andy.
Me either.
Still ain't saying no duh.
All right. Let's get to a big deal, small deal, no deal, and Brian.
We're going to the Rhode Islands.
And now, 92.9.
That's not plural.
I like how you try to prove that point and just small deal. Didn't at all.
Brian Gephardt. On Andy and
man. Every day at 12:45, Brian joins us.
We're going through the Bahamas.
We are the Bahamas, right?
We are the United States of America. It's definitely the.
Giving us a the.
Yeah. Right. So let's do this, all right?
But that's because it's states.
It's not Holland. Plural. It's not Netherlands. It's not the Netherlands. It's not Dutch. It's just the team in orange.
The team in orange.
The team
I like that
in
better.
Orange. Because it's, again, we can unify about that around here.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of hatred towards teams in orange.
No doubt about
that. That's what I'm going to refer to them as. They're not getting a name. They're not getting the country. I do enjoy when people, like someone on Twitter yesterday threw out the they had like a Dutch oven. It's like, this, from now until the end of the week, is the freedom of it. I really enjoy stuff like that when people kind of lean all the way into it.
Oh, that's very funny.
Sticking with soccer here for a minute, and this is something we talked about more on Off the Cuff, but crazy report out of a Spanish outlet about Cristiano Ronaldo saying that he has reportedly agreed to a $207 million per year contract with Al Nassr FC. I might be ruining that name, but that's a top-flight club in Saudi Arabia, and that is $207 million per year. To break this down a little bit further, the details of this supposedly is that it's a two-and-a-half-year deal worth $517 million. So a little 30-month span, that's $17.2 million a month to play soccer. Cristiano Ronaldo is also 37 years old.
Hell yeah.
Big deal, small deal, no deal.
Oh, it's a big deal if it's true. That's the biggest thing. If
it's like
true,
the biggest deal
that's the
ever.
Biggest deal ever. So, yeah. And if I'm him, I'm taking it. And I'm going over there.
You know who he'd be teammates with?
Who?
Pity Martinez.
Hold on. Is he there?
We've
been looking for damn Pity for 3 years.
According to Wikipedia, which is always correct every single time.
Okay.
In the World Cup? I know I'm saying this out loud. None of us know the answer to it. But
no, he doesn't play for Argentina. Okay. The other guy who plays for Atlanta United is a reserve for the Argentinian team. They got a win today, by the way.
Yes. They do have to win. Okay.
But the, yeah, Pity plays for Al Nassir, according to this website.
Okay, so we found Pity. All right, we were looking for Pity for 3 years.
Pity and Ronaldo for a couple years moving forward.
Yeah, dynamic duo.
Dynamic duo right there. But no, it's a big deal. If this is true, oh, yeah, it's a big deal. Because he's going to destroy that league.
Oh, yeah. He's going to own that league if that's real.
Moving on to football from soccer there. Big deal, small deal, no deal. This was something going back to Saturday. We just haven't had a chance to play it on the show yet. And Nolan Smith is a player that I've really enjoyed covering over the last few years. He's still around with the team and still very involved. For those of you who may have been there Saturday or watching on TV, Nolan Smith got out there on the field a little bit. Kirby was asked about it after the game and had some fun with it. You guys let me know if it's a big deal, small deal, or no deal.
One of your seniors that wasn't able to play, Nolan Smith, but he still made his impact with the sideline warning. What did I say about it?
Well, he actually got all of us, so it wasn't just him. I think it looked like it was him, but there was all of us. You know, as long as he's excited, I think I'd much rather have to coach the excitement out of him than into him.
I love that line. Such a great coaching line.
I love to coach the excitement out of him.
Then into him. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
Can't make someone enthusiastic.
Yeah, but the thing with it, I think Nolan will play in the playoffs.
Really?
That's just my opinion.
Oh.
I think he'll play. If he wants to play. Because they got hard. Now, if I'm him, ain't no way in hell I'm playing.
Is that a thing people are talking about?
No, that's me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't think that's an option. I don't even know if he's going to be back necessarily. I think they already ruled him out.
I thought he was ruled out.
I'm just saying, can he put that harness on like TJ Watt got? JT Watt got?
But he's the type of guy who would do
that.
He would do that.
Yeah, sure. He's not coming back.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's not coming back.
Yeah, that's actually one you almost, if Kirby, you're on the other side, because part of this is, you know, developing players and getting them to the league. Nolan did win a championship last year. Like, that's where you sit down with him and, like, listen, you're a day one or day two guy. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need to re-injure and go down from round two to round five.
And your legacy here is secure, man. Like, you're a great player here. We're going to remember you forever. And I do, like, I'm a sucker for this kind of stuff. But, like, him still being there on the sideline, you see him every game on TV. He's so fired up and involved in what they're doing defensively. Not everybody would do that. Not everybody has to do that.
Right.
So I wouldn't hold it against someone who doesn't. But I definitely give credit to someone who does.
Yeah.
Like Nolan Smith being there and so dialed into that football team still, to me, is a real credit to who he is.
Oh, because he's an awesome
human being.
He's an awesome human being.
Yeah, and it's even like, I mean, not that George Pickens' success has a lot to do with, you know, Kirby Smart necessarily, like, directly, because he's a super talented player. But it's awesome seeing Pickens, like, succeed right now in the NFL and the fact that he was able to get that guy to come back and wind up playing because, quite frankly, a lot of other programs around the country wouldn't have had a guy like George Pickens come back or have a guy like Nolan Smith around right now.
Yes.
So that's a credit to what Kirby's doing up there in Athens,
really
certainly. So big deal, small deal, no deal. We haven't heard directly from Tiger in a while. So, and you know, I got to insert golf when I got to. You guys talked about this yesterday, but you guys let me know if it's a big deal, small deal, or no deal. Tiger Woods talking about Greg Norman.
There's no willingness to negotiate if you have a litigation against you. So if they both have a stay and then have a break and then they can meet and figure something out, then maybe there is something to be had. But I think Greg has to go, first of all, and then obviously the litigation against us and then our countersuit against them. Those would then have to be at a stay as well. So then we can talk. We can all talk freely.
Hey, do you think Tiger, I saw the thing. The disdain that Tiger had when he said Greg's name. I don't think Tiger can throw no hands. I don't. But I think he would put hands on Greg Norman. I really do. So, I mean, it's a big deal because he's
Greg
right.
Greg can't either.
Probably. I don't think Greg can either. But Greg got that old man strength now.
Yeah.
Greg have
both like very fit old golfers.
Yeah.
Greg, that'd be a weird
Greg
fight,
have,
man.
Greg have Tiger ass and then like one of them like wrist locks.
He seems like a headlock guy.
Yeah, one of them wrist locks.
They should each get an iron, like a club of choice.
Oh, and just swing at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the thing about Greg ain't no dummy. He know he can't touch Tiger, the golfer. Mm-hmm. He can't touch Tiger, man. But he can show get people riled up about that damn live tour, which they are.
Yeah, and Tiger's right. Like, if there's ever going to be any sort of peace between the two, which there can be, and there probably will be eventually, Greg Norman has to be out of it. Like, he's a stubborn bastard, man.
He's egging his own. He's loving this.
Yeah, absolutely. But if there's ever going to be anything between these two tours, which, again, there can be. Other tours have existed and coexisted with the PGA Tour in the past. You've got to get the antagonist out of there. Get somebody else in charge, and then maybe they can figure it out.
How soon is he out?
They gonna buy down?
Huh?
They ain't gonna buy down. They ain't losing no money.
Well, but if they want their guys to play in majors and stuff like that, then they can negotiate. But not with Greg. They'll kick Greg out. They don't care about Greg Norman.
No.
The Saudis don't care about Greg Norman. We'll come back. We'll get to the most important audio in the world to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.